Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're here in the studios saying, oh my God, it's already so hot in here.
I know.
Both of us are sweating. I think I'm going through manopause, and Katie's, well,
shut up.
We can't talk about it.
No, you're right, though. Like, they say it's supposed to be way cooler when we wake up today. The forecasters are all like, oh, this morning, it's not.
It's not. Humid, too.
It's so humid.
Did you notice? I noticed it a little bit late last night and into this morning. There's a weird, smell now. Because I think we've gone so long without rain, and then we got a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
It released something from the ground and the plants. It's just a weird, musty smell this morning. And I was feeling it last night. I walked outside to put the trash in. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
It stinks.
I was going to sleep with my window open. And the same thing, I opened it and I was like, I don't like that.
But yeah,
I'm going to close
really
it again.
It's really musty.
Yeah.
Really musty. Ugh. And I would imagine your coworkers are going to smell extra musty today. So
maybe work from home.
Hey! Yay! Do that for sure. The amount of times over the past 30 minutes or so, the word flautas has been said in the studio is absolutely ridiculous. Flautas.
Especially because it's never been uttered before and now it's like the main
flautas.
Word.
Flautas.
So good.
You had flautas last night.
I had flautas.
Flautas.
I went over to my friend's house. Shout out to Violet. We like to cook together. We're going to create a cooking show called Cooking with Violet and I get to be her
really?
Little sous chef. Yeah, it's fun.
Why is it just Violet if you're in there?
She's a great cook. And
how about
I
Violet
know,
and Katie?
You know what? I get enough attention.
Just name it flautas.
Just flautas.
Flautas.
But she has taught me how to make so many wonderful things. Homemade salsa. Last night, again, we prepared flautas, which is a lot like
flautas.
A taquito. If you're familiar.
It's in the taquito family.
Well, and that's
the
how,
flauta.
Because it's funny, her, you know, husband, like he also was just like, yeah, I had never had flautas before
flautas.
She made them for me either. He's like, I always knew it as a taquito.
Yeah.
And when I was like, that's how I knew these, but.
The flauta looks a little thicker.
Yes.
A little
so
more substance good. To the
yes.
flauta.
Well, it's homemade, and you can tell because, you know, when you roll into a gas station and get one of those, yeah, a little. You know, chintzy on the inside, not really delivering a whole lot of goods. But,
I'm not familiar with the gas station flauta.
No, the gas station taquitos. You've never had them?
No.
You never had
Katie.
A taquito?
No. Katie, I respect my body.
Shut up. Come on.
I can tell you right now, I don't think I've ever purchased anything out of a gas station that is warm or on a roller
ever.
Or in an oven. Mm-mm. Never, ever, ever, ever.
In my life.
Even
why?
On a road trip. No, Katie,
what?
No, let me ask you.
What?
I take that back. Does the breakfast burrito at the Buc-ee's count?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no, once. No. That's like gourmet.
Okay.
They have their own shot there.
It's not like rolling into a Sinclair,
listen,
you know, off I-80.
You don't have to try and out-bougie me when it comes to gas station food. Like, taquitos are fine. Taquitos are fine.
You just get them in the frozen section at Safeway.
Yeah, you can buy a bag of them at Costco.
But you've had
yes.
them.
Yeah, you buy
you've
them at Costco.
Them. And you know that when you buy them and they're pre-prepared, they're, you know, the filling
small.
Is a little.
The picture I saw of yours was that's a thick flauta.
That's because I could put as much stuff in there as I wanted to.
Baby like, got back on that flauta.
There was no rules when it
were
comes
they
to creating. No, absolutely not. Not
no.
only that, but like, so you're making the filling, right? And it starts with chicken breast. You're like, okay, we're starting off okay here. But then the amount of cheese, you add 2 bricks of cream cheese and an entire container of the shredded Parmesan cheese into this on top of the jalapenos and the onions. And you've got the seasonings in the chicken and you mix all that up and you shred it.
Yeah.
And then you put this in the corn tortillas and rolled it. And then what? Violet was like, we can either do it in the air fryer. She's like, it works. In the air fryer, or we can fry them in lard. And I was like, ooh, that last one though.
Lard.
Oh, it was so good.
Like straight Crisco?
Like straight lard.
Lard.
I had no idea. You can buy it in containers like sticks of butter.
Oh,
it comes like.
No.
I get a cup of lard.
I know. So you
no,
can just buy lard,
Katie.
Apparently. So, yes. We made our flautas.
It was your
heart. Lard, and it was the most amazing.
That's like
dinner.
One of the worst things you can eat is lard.
It was so good.
Just the
not
name of that product
so
is not appetizing.
We're sitting there, and then she's like, and not only the flautas, she's like, we're going to heat up some rice and beans, really have us a fiesta. That's
uh-huh.
what
fiesta?
Like, yes.
She's like, you know what these
so
rice
excited.
And beans need is
yes.
a scoop of lard.
Exactly, and she made them with lard. But then.
Don't get
so
hooked on that.
We sat there, and we ate our entire plate. I had four flautas.
Yeah.
And then she made me a to-go thing for my way home. Yeah. I had one in the car. I had five flautas.
And then you're like, hey, can I get a cup of that lard to go as well? Is that what you were eating? I saw you sitting out in the parking lot this morning,
exactly,
scooping something with your fingers and putting it in your mouth.
Yummy.
It was lard, wasn't
Game
it?
Game changer.
I feel like this is like wine tasting music, so... Let me tell you about Mix 100's wine time that's coming up. Hey, not too bad, huh? It's going to be at the iconic Main Street at Elitch Gardens, August 28th. It's going to be so tasty. It's Denver's most unique wine tasting event. We're going to have about 14 different hand-picked wine stations.
Mm-hmm.
I actually picked a few of them myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's a
classic red.
Yeah, Welch's is going to be one of the stations.
Good choice.
21 and up event, of course. And if you want to buy tickets, there's VIP tickets. Because you bougie, baby.
Yeah.
And some GA tickets. Weak. Spring for the VIP.
Yeah.
Be a baller. A high roller. Anyway, we're going to have a live DJ, a photo booth. It's a relaxed summer evening. Sipping wine at Elitch's.
Sip. We're going to be out there.
Chair. Where can I find all the details and buy the tickets? Well, settle down. I'll tell you. Mix100.com, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, you and I'm not drinking right now, and I know you're we're a couple teetotalers. You don't drink either.
I don't drink. Yeah.
We might actually have to sneak in a bottle of Welch's, I think.
I know, right? Get some sparkling.
To fake it.
Grape.
Play pretend.
What's the, is it the Martinelli's?
Yeah.
It's like the sparkling juice?
Yes, it's like when you're a kid, you think you're drinking wine, right?
Yeah,
because you
always
get the glass.
We always
everything.
Get it at Thanksgiving for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's you and I get some Martinelli's and we'll just tear it up, okay?
Well, I know, even Josh isn't drinking. So,
nine,
like,
yeah.
We'd get like two or three bottles and bring it out there and have
We're
a good time.
We're going to tear it up. Watch
let's
out now.
Tear it up.
Boy, this event just got a whole lot lamer, didn't it? Anyway, buy those tickets and have some fun with us at the end of August for wine time with Denver's Mix 100. All right, it's time for some sports. I got a stack of stuff here. Gen Z is just like me. Thank you very much. A new study has found that 80% why'd I say it like that? 80% of Gen Zers attend live sports events, not for the game itself, but just to see celebrities and the concerts that are attached to them, and just to see the brands that are there. What
kind
of brands are popping? They don't even watch the game. They don't even care.
I mean,
it's just like me.
That's every Rockies game.
Yeah, it's because they're a spectacle now. It's not so much for the sporting event.
Yeah, they're like me. I don't
care.
Well,
and it's all like the food also, like trends. Like they put a lot of pictures of all the food in the stadium.
It's a social event now.
People go to get that in specific. So, yeah, I like it.
New York Tequila Company has celebrated the end of the FIFA World Cup by gathering dozens of people together to play on the world's longest foosball table. You should see the pictures and videos of this thing. 525 feet long. It is approximately the length of 112 standard foosball tables. So think about the one that you see at the bar and line up 112 of them down the street.
What?
And that's how many people were playing the foosball. That's a sport I can get on board with right there.
Foosball's the devil.
It's the devil. Why is that game so frustrating?
It really is.
And for some reason, my wife wants to put one in the basement. I'm like, nobody's going to ever play that.
I know, especially in the
Don't
basement.
Don't buy that.
Like, no.
She's like, the kids will love it. I'm like, it'll get twisted around for about a month, and then it's just going to sit there.
You
get bubble
see
hockey
those,
instead.
Like, when I went out to the yard sales and stuff this summer, there were so many
so
foosballs
many.
Out there.
Because people buy
tables.
Them on a whim.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's and like then, pool tables, ping pong tables.
Yep.
Pinball machines, nobody plays them.
And they never use it.
I got one final thing for you. A couple of the players from Spain made it back home from winning the World Cup. Fabian Ruiz and some guy named Javi. And they were celebrated in their hometown. And here's what the hometown did for these two guys because they won the World Cup. They celebrated by giving each of them their weight in tomatoes.
Oh, it's a tomato.
So Ruiz got 188 pounds worth of tomatoes, and Javi got 143 pounds of tomato in honor of their hard work in the World Cup.
Okay.
Why are you making a face like this?
I had no idea. Big fans of tomatoes in Spain.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had a parade.
New.
Yay.
Okay. I thought you were going to say weight in gold,
yeah.
Weight
no.
in silver.
Tomatoes.
Weight in flautas. I don't know, but tomatoes.
So silly.
That's a little nuts.
What do you do with all the? Do you instantly go home and... puree them and canned spaghetti sauce, I guess.
I know.
Can you freeze it so it lasts?
Homemade salsa?
I mean, 180
I
pounds.
You throw them at people. I would throw some at people.
Which way would you
I would get the neighbor kids outside and throw them at them.
Of course, that's
mean.
What you would do with
You're
your
mean neighbor.
Prized tomatoes.
Take a few neighbor kids out. What else you got, Josh?
Well, the NFL season is finally upon us. Broncos are opening up training camp next week, which is really exciting, but... One of my favorite things about the beginning of the NFL season like this is the NFL team's social media. They go crazy trying
yeah.
to interview players and get everybody excited for the next season. The NFL Giants, football Giants, are no different. They wanted to interview all their new team and see how well they know female products, okay? And the team failed miserably. The men on this team do not know what women's products look like at all. Everybody except for one person who got 100% of them correct. Braxton Berrios famously named every single product that he saw correct.
Okay, are we ready? Eyelash curler. Pimple patches? I call them zit stickers. This is for when you get a pedicure to separate your toes. This is to clean makeup brushes. This is setting spray. Is this for like a slick back bun? Is this for heatless curls?
What?
Yeah, we're so dumb with this game.
Now, what's funny about this and why he got it correct is because he famously dated... Alex Earl.
Oh.
And Alex Earl is the social media influencer of the world right
yeah.
now. I mean, that girl is beautiful and she uses beauty products like there's no tomorrow. Now,
so
the
that's
funny thing
how
about
he knew.
This, that's how he knew it. She responded because everybody on her TikTok was like, you trained that boy up correctly. And she said on her TikTok, I see everything, and I am proud of myself for teaching him correctly. Because no other guy knows this stuff.
She's so
no,
pretty.
That's really... She's
she
so pretty.
She is so pretty.
And they're still on good terms and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they're broken up, but apparently they don't hate each other or anything right. like that. And he knows ball.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Just looking up at the TV, that... Tropical storms hitting Louisiana.
Bertha?
Katie?
Can we come up with a different
Bertha?
Name? It's really hard for me to keep a straight face when I talk
yeah.
about something serious.
That's
like
serious.
A storm. And then they're like,
imagine
Bertha
living there.
Making her way up the coast.
We gotta get some extra waters and food. Bertha's coming to town.
Yeah.
I can't even. That's not a scary
not.
Name, I think, for a storm that can wreak havoc.
Like, we should just, like, Bertha? Not use those names in certain
Mm-mm.
instances. Betty's another one. Big Betty.
Betty.
We don't need Betty. We don't need Bertha.
Uh-uh.
You know, maybe Barbara. Barbara's a good one.
Barbara's a
you know,
Barbara's I know some
okay.
Barbaras.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, these names are okay to use with tropical storms because they don't make me laugh.
Bertha.
Like,
Bertha's
Bertha.
Coming to town.
Big Bertha.
Bertha's going to knock out the power again. what else is going on? Tom Cruise may return for a Days of Thunder sequel. That was back in 1990. Is
what?
That a smart move? I don't know. I know.
That'd be cool.
Days of Thunder?
That seems
I mean,
a
back,
little...
That was pretty badass back in the day, that movie, but it's been so long now.
Are we reaching? Are we reaching a little bit with that
I
one?
I think we might be reaching
yeah.
with that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tommy Lee, old school rocker from Motley Crue.
Uh-huh.
He's with that Brittany Furlong still,
yeah.
I believe.
Are they still together?
They're still together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I follow her on the Instagrams. So, anyway. He was on Dax Shepard's podcast this week, and he was talking about when him and Nikki Sixx ran out of, I think it was cocaine, and what they were doing. Let me pull that up. I'll play it for you here. Here you go.
I was with my bass player, and we were doing heroin, and we ran out. And it's like we unscrewed the cap on a fifth of Jack
yeah.
and then pulled a couple syringes, and we're shooting Jack Daniels. I was like,
whoa.
It was at that moment where I went, okay, we could just drink this, but we're shooting it.
Right.
This is wrong, and somebody's going to die.
Yeah. How is he still alive? Those old school rockers, man.
The stuff that they did.
They were shooting it into their veins.
Their
Jack
stories
Daniels.
Coming out and talking Ooh. About it are just like...
It's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic's a word, I guess, but like, what?
I'm fascinated about the life of being, you know, a rock star. And then you hear stuff like that, and you're like, I don't know. I'm pretty puckered.
Yeah, I could never.
I don't even like taking Advil and maybe having like a sip of wine. I'm like, same. Oh, can't
I know. You can't
my
mix.
Kidneys are going to shut down.
Can't mix.
Don't do that.
But
Snoop Dogg biopic set to come out in August of 2027.
Yes.
The biopic we all need right now.
That's one I'd watch.
That one's really good. And then can I give you one final thing? There's an Australian woman in the news who had a pregnancy, and she gave birth. And this was a natural pregnancy. There was no IVF, anything like that.
Okay.
They just smashed. They did it old school.
Okay.
And then, get this, had four babies.
It's amazing, to be honest, for this to be spontaneously conceived, for the conception to happen. So one fertilized egg that then splits not once, not twice, but three times into four different babies who then share a placenta. That is just amazing. And to end up with four beautiful babies and a beautiful family now of 10.
10. A family of 10.
Oh, goodness.
But just out of nowhere, spontaneous four babies.
They already had four, and then there's not, four more?
I don't think I'd be happy about that at all.
I don't think I
You'd have to fake it so hard with that. Yeah. We are so blessed.
We're just one big happy.
This is the unexpected happiness. This is a true blessing.
Okay.
And in your head, you're like, kill me now. Kill me now.
That's a lot of babies.
Yes, we're buying a van. We're buying a cargo van.
You're buying a couple vans.
We're so happy.
Yeah. That husband immediately got fixed.
You have to make two trips everywhere.
What else you got, Katie, locally?
Okay. Well, this story broke yesterday. And like you said, Jeremy, a little sad. We had an incident here in Lone Tree where somebody hit a bear in their vehicle and that bear passed away.
Is it the same one that's been running around? Because I heard
sure.
It might be that same one. It's been sleeping in backyards.
Yes. And I know that a lot of people are wondering about it, because I heard reports that it was like a cub, and then other people said it was that bear that had been sighted around the Highlands Ranch area and whatnot. But just very, very shocking yesterday.
Why am
see.
I so sad about this? Like, I'm overly sad about it because the poor guy.
Yeah.
Hims was just hungry.
I know.
He's just, you know, and there's the drought. He's just looking for food, and then, somebody hit him.
Well,
and then I saw he went down into a ravine, and then they tranquilized him, and then he died on the way to, like, the vet.
Yes.
It sounds like.
So, and they're not saying, again, if any people were injured in the crash, and I guess they're saying it's a few miles from where a black bear was seen in a tree in Centennial.
Probably
couple.
Isn't.
So they're wondering if it is the same bear, but again, there's nothing that has confirmed it here. They are saying, though, because we're seeing a lot of, we've talked about that quite a few times on this.
Yes,
show
indeed.
How there is a high influx of bears this year in our area. The warm winter has a lot to do with that.
Hims was just hungry.
They're coming further and further into the city to find food and shelter and everything they
Hims
need.
Was hungry.
So folks in Douglas County, they're just reminding people. They're like, you know, if you see a bear in a highly populated area like that and you are in your car honking your horn, making a lot of noise, that can scare them and make them want to get away from the situation. So there are things that we
Hims
can do to help
hungry.
Try and keep them safe. But
get them in the car and take them to Chick-fil-A.
No, don't do that.
That's what you should do. They're
everybody's
hungry.
Honestly a little so sad about it, though. So
I am
it's
very
good
sad about
to
it.
Know that, like, just honking the horn and being able to scare them, setting off car alarms is another thing that you can
that's
do
annoying,
to try and deter them. Well, but again, you could save a bear's life.
Just
so
yell
I think
at
it's
him.
Totally worth
Nobody
it.
Nobody wants to hear your car alarm.
What a crazy situation happening yesterday.
The one that was out there, I had no idea. I was talking to my aunt and uncle, and they live over there. And they were like, we were watching the TV one night, and they're like, there's our house.
Yeah.
And this was the video of the bear running by. And it was like right in front of their house. Like, oh my God, we had no idea.
Well, and I know like in Highlands Ranch, there was the bear all summer, and they named him Nate. And so
Nate
like
the hungry bear.
A lot of people, I think.
Poor Nate.
Again,
I
no
hope this wasn't Nate.
And no confirmation as to what bear it was. But yeah, definitely a sad story coming out of Lone Tree.
I'm overly sad about this.
I'm pretty sad about it too.
Hims
so.
Was just hungry.
He was just hungry. Just a hungry little
Take
bear.
Take him to Carl's Jr.
no, I don't think that's
Bears
the case,
love
but...
Carl's Jr. Raising Cane's.
I do have something happy that'll lift your spirits a little.
What?
Because the 1UP Arcade Bar is opening a new location in Lakewood.
Oh.
And a lot of people were bummed, remember? Because they closed Lakewood. That original location last month on Blake Street in downtown Denver.
Yeah.
That was open for 15 years.
That was the original
And
one.
So, when they said that they were going to shut up shop there, people got mad. So, very excited about the new
Is that
spot.
Belmar?
This is the Belmar Shopping
They're
Center.
They're going to go into Belmar?
So, it's going to be the new old Lucky Strike location.
Oh.
They're taking over the bowling
alley.
So, that's where the new One Up bar is going
to
be.
I might have to pop in there.
Yes, and so now they're going to have the location in Lakewood. They also have Greenwood Village, Westminster, and that one on Colfax as well. So quite a few One Up locations. Yay!
Well, they had to shut that one downtown. I was reading about it because just rents and everything were way too high, and I think people were just not going downtown as much either. So there was no revenue coming
in.
So
very smart to put it
They'll make some bank at Belmar.
Belmar's great. I love that
location.
They're
playing Street Fighter.
And then just one little sports nugget for you. Broncos backup QB Jared Stidham. He's going to be at Panda Express in Inglewood today from 11 until 1.
The mighty have fallen, huh?
It's the one off Broadway. He's there
leading the team last year to that.
He's there to promote their new hot honey chicken.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So, yeah. Now, what do you mean?
Where's my Stiddy Up song? Do I still have it? Here you go.
Do you still have it?
Stiddy!
Stiddy Up!
Yeah.
Stiddy Up! Stiddy Up!
Yeah.
Stiddy Up! Stiddy Up! Stiddy Up! Denver, wake up! Mix 100!
All right, that's all you get.
You're so right on the mighty house.
But you can ask them questions and stuff. They have like hot orange chicken takes is what they're calling it. And
that
they're
poor
gonna,
guy. I hope they're paying
them, like,
him a lot of money.
You can ask them rapid fire questions. And, well, you know, player appearances. They do this stuff all the
time. They
do. Like, players have to do these appearances. Exactly. So, you know, he's just part of the, you know.
Where's this at?
It's in Inglewood. The Panda Express. They're located
off
in Broadway.
Perfect. Take a hungry bear there today.
Okay. There you go.